The presumptive Republican nominee for the U.S. presidency, Donald Trump, has lashed out at political journalists covering the election, describing them as dishonest. Speaking in New York, Mr. Trump called one reporter a sleaze and another a loser.
Even by Donald Trump's standards, his behavior during Monday's press conference was extraordinarily unpresidential. The man who wants to succeed Barack Obama in the Oval Office summoned the media for a drubbing. His fury was apparently sparked by press reports suggesting that he's overstated the amount of money he's raised for organizations that assist America's military veterans.
The press should be ashamed of themselves. I sent people checks. And instead of being like, thank you very much, Mr. Trump, or Trump did a good job, everyone say, who got it, who got it, who got it? And you make me look very bad.
But that didn't entirely resolve matters. He claims he's raised more than $6 million to assist veterans groups. But various newspapers and websites have dug into that and they can't find the money. Veterans are central to Donald Trump's political plans. He's been winning their support in droves thanks to promises to overhaul the government department that is supposed to help them. So, under fire, he unveiled a Veterans Affairs activist, retired Marine Al Baldarasso, who also gave the media a piece of his mind.
Donald Trump is doing this for the heart. You're all focused on the way he's raising money, and you're not looking at the 22 veterans that are killing each other every day. I think the liberal media, and I've been dealing with you a long time, need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
The longer the press conference continued, the further it drifted from the rails. Donald Trump, who has previously referred to the media as absolute scum, scoffed at one reporter from CBS News, sarcastically calling him a real beauty. And he offered this critique of reporter Tom Lamas from ABC News.
I'm not looking for credit. But what I don't want is when I raise millions of dollars, have people say, like this sleazy guy right over here from ABC. He's a sleaze in my book. You're a sleaze because you know the facts and you know the facts well.
Tensions between politicians seeking the presidency and the reporters who cover them are nothing new. Ronald Reagan used to deploy noisy helicopters in a bid to drown out questions that he didn't want to answer. Hillary Clinton has at times gone months without giving interviews in a bid to avoid uncomfortable questions facing her. She's also had her staff deploy a lasso, yes, an actual rope, to keep the media contingent away from her. But this was something altogether new.
Is this what it's going to be like covering you if you're president?
I'm going to continue to attack the press. Look, I find the press to be extremely dishonest. I find the political press to be unbelievably dishonest. I will say that. Okay, thank you all very much.
And with that, he was gone, but he'll be back, having declared virtual war on the reporters dogging his footsteps. It's an unorthodox way to seek the presidency, although at this point, that's definitely not breaking news. Simon Marks, 938 Live, Washington.